We will be 100 years old in 2016, and I think we've done a pretty good job thus far. You know, we have 288 million visitors. We're ranked right at the top of the public's perception of government. We were the principal focus of Ken Burns' film America's Best Idea, and pretty well loved out there. But I'm not taking that for granted. We really have to think about how we are ready for the next century of conservation and historic preservation. So, yes, I did testify before the House. One of the things that happened over the last year or so was there was an independent commission that looked at the second century of the national parks. It had extraordinary people like Bennett Johnston, former Senator Howard Baker, Sandra Day O'Connor. We had former governors of other members of Congress, and a very diverse group as well, individuals from universities that study minority use of parks and the like, and educators, so people like Milton Chin, the executive director of the George Lucas Foundation, Educational Foundation. So they spent a year traveling around to key national parks to better understand sort of what we're doing now and what we should be doing in the future. And I had the great fortune of being at the time the regional director in the Pacific and the Pacific states and 54 national parks. And I was designated as the liaison to this commission. So I traveled with them. We went to places like Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area and Lowell National Historic Park in Lowell, Massachusetts, and Gettysburg and Yellowstone, Great Smoky Mountains. This group really developed, a very deep understanding of what the national park system is and what it could be and what it should be in the next century. And a couple of highlights of that. One is sort of characterized by the term relevancy. Is that there is a concern American citizens are increasingly sedentary, increasingly urban. Getting their information almost entirely via the internet. Kids are increasingly disconnected from the out of doors. Obesity being a general concern in terms of health, and we're seeing sort of the consequences of that in the national parks. In addition, the demographics of park visitation do not represent the general demographics of the country. We want to make sure that we provide opportunities to all Americans, and regardless of their economic or ethnic status. And so this is really important to us. And so we're trying to figure out how our interpretation, our access, our marketing, our information flow, whether we've created barriers that we are unaware of, all of those kinds of things, to make sure that we are relevant to the next generation.
And if you look at the inventory of the national parks, how would you rate them in terms of readiness for what you expect? Are they in good condition, or do they vary, or not so good?
Well, I think in general they're in good condition. I mean, we do have an extraordinary backlog of maintenance needs, critical systems. Most of the infrastructure of the national parks was built in the 30s, during the CCC days, or up into the 60s with Mission 66, and not a commensurate level of reinvestment in the infrastructure of the parks. But we have an amazingly dedicated workforce of 20,000 employees that work very hard to make sure the parks are clean and ready and safe and accessible for the public. But at the same time, we need to reinvest appropriately in making sure these facilities are updated. So one of my areas, again, of emphasis is making sure that these facilities really exemplify the highest level of sustainability, green energy design, biofuels, alternative energy systems, those kinds of things. I think the Park Service has a role to demonstrate real leadership in that area. So that's one area we're going to really focus on.
It doesn't sound at all like you're considering changing the mission of the Park Service, just maybe expanding your reach and trying to accommodate the Park Service to suit Americans' needs. It struck me that you mentioned that Americans are becoming more sedentary and urban. That's got to be an issue.
It is, and I think that's one area of emphasis that we will be placing, I think, in the next century is urban parks. There was a very strong urban park initiative for the National Park Service in the 70s, and parks like Gateway, the Arch, Golden Gate National Recreation Area in San Francisco, and others like that, Indiana Dunes, were emphasized and brought into the system because they create threshold experiences for urban folks to learn about the national park system and learn about the outdoors as well. I think that just a re-emphasis on urban parks and building our relationship with other park providers, you know, city park systems in regional, state, and others provide this great opportunity to sort of bridge experiences. I mean, I'll give you an example. You know, we in Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which is just an extraordinary park and, you know, surrounded by the city of San Francisco, but with very little camping opportunities. And people, many people don't know how to camp anymore, have forgotten how to camp and can't imagine sleeping on the ground. And so we started an urban camping program at Golden Gate to where kids can come and with parents and sleep on the ground in a tent, and our rangers have to help them show them how to do it, and then they find out that that's kind of cool and exciting and fun.